15 years ago, commentator Alyssa Eli was a psychiatric resident at a small community hospital in Cambridge, Massachusetts. One day, she overheard a conversation that's still with her all these years later.
Many years ago, in the staff room of a hospital, I listened in on a conversation. I didn't know the psychiatrist on the phone, except that he was famous for taking on tough cases. His patients were regularly on the tops of bridges or else suing him. This took its toll. He looked harried and untidy. His socks slid down and his shirts came untucked from the weight of other lives on his shoulders. He was talking into the telephone receiver, holding one chart under his arm and leafing through another on the table. "Maintenance department," he said, and initialed a lab report while he waited. His voice had no time for chit-chat. There was a bite of lunch on his tie. "Maintenance, is this the supervisor? This is Dr. X. I'm in Office 106. It's about the man who cleaned there last night." My radar rose, and my admiration for his accomplishments began to sink. A phone call like this could have only one purpose. No matter how busy someone is, there is always time to complain. He was going to report some imperfection left by the man who had cleaned Office 106 last night. I didn't want to hear it, though of course I continued to listen. "I don't know the guy's name," he said, "but I had to tell you. It looked like hell in there before. It looks fabulous now. Could you please thank him for me?" Complaint is easy to find these days. And though appreciation still exists, it's mostly on a grand and formal, full-screen scale. Sky-high monuments and heroic testimonial dinners meant to knock us off our feet. What's missing are the less spectacular and little thanks. The janitor in Office 106 will carry that moment with him into the next life. Those of us who eavesdropped will, too. I would have tucked that lovely doctor's shirt in for him that second if I could have. Someone, and it only happened to be a psychiatrist in this case, someone gave a piece of his disheveled and dear heart, and I, for one, would have trusted him with my soul after that.
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist in Massachusetts.